Today is July 26th. I am Melissa Kramer, and I am here with
Ruth Yvonne.
With Ruth Yvonne. We are in Bethel, Alaska. Thank you so much for agreeing to talk to me today.
Yes, I'm glad to.
As you know, today we will be talking about different kinds of introduced plants in the Bethel area. Thank you for sharing your story. You're welcome to share, and you are very welcome to introduce yourself in your own language if you would like. These recordings will be freely available and may encourage others to learn about plants and their culture. It's intended that the knowledge that you share will be preserved and made accessible to anyone who will be interested in learning, and that could be your great-grandchildren. This and other recordings regarding ethnobotany will become part of the oral history collection at the University of Alaska Fairbanks and will be placed in the Ethnobotany Project, Project Jukebox platform hosted by the university eventually. Initially, they will just be in the archives. So, let's get started with traditional introductions. Can you ground us in where you are from and who your family is? Good things to include would be your name, your parents, who your great-grandparents are, and anything else you think is important.
You could probably take those off. Yeah. Huinga kau kau ko, Ruth Yvonne. My parents, Paul P. Jenkins and Eileen E. Jenkins, Buchtalch and Kazgilugun. My dad is from, he was born in Alaganachoch near Jukfaktulik, and my mom was born in Oscarville, but she's from Nunatchoch, right near Kasikiluk. That's no longer, my parents' homes are no longer villages. The permafrost has gotten some of them, and they had to move because of no schools there. They moved the Nunatchoch school to Kasikiluk. So they had to move. My dad was a first teacher at Chifornik, so I was aware when I was just 1 year old there, and my brother was born there. And then we came to Bethel. We lived here, and then when I was 8, I moved to Nunapichuk. Was there for 7 years, and when I left at 15 years old to Southeast for Rankle Institute, I left home. Then we came to visit, I finished school here in Bethel, graduated here, and took some college courses here and at the village at Nunap. Okie dokie, now we're going to go to the plants. My sister Aina Jenkins, she's Aina Pavela now, went to a camp in Anchorage, and she saw these beautiful flowers that are yellow, daffodils. So she picked them, she took them home, and by the time they were going to the fish camp, they had wilted. So she threw them on the land end of our fish camp, and they started growing from there. And there's the children yesterday grabbed the ones that are already white, puffy, and they just took them and they blew them. And I just said in my mind, there they go, the seeds, they're going to grow again.
So were those daffodils or maybe
dandelions? Dandelions. Oh, no. It's dandelions. I'm not used to the language of those. I should fix it. It's dandelions.
You just did.
Oh, yeah, it was dandelions. I came to know that they're useful. I didn't know. We didn't know that. found out not too long ago. Yeah.
How did you find out about it?
Some people were telling me. I think, and Lisa and them, and Sarah and other people, and my friends in Anchorage told me that they gather them and make tea out of them.
So do you do that now?
No, I haven't.
Have you ever eaten them or anything?
No. I want to know what parts they eat first. I want to know that, yes. And when to eat them, that's what I want to know. I have to learn that part.
So you said you see them at fish camp now.
Yes.
And that was quite a while ago when your sister did that.
Yeah, she was just a teenager. She's 57 right now. So it's been a while.
Oh, man. So you hadn't seen them anywhere around Bethel or your fish camp?
No, we haven't.
Do you see them other places now?
I haven't noticed, but only in our fish camp for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. And the hospital, they transplanted beach grass. I started picking them a couple years ago. I happened to see them and I said, oh my gosh, these are beach greens. Where did they get them from? I know they got them from somewhere because there's some on the highway. They planted them in the highway. They're not from here. They're from down coastal area. I see some by the library now. I see some over there by Philly's Pizza. I've mm-hmm. gone there to pick some. And then by Joanne Neck. She told me she has some. She told me to come and get them. So in the fall time, I went last year to go pick some from there. But I've been picking by the hospital every year. So the young ones are easier to use mm-hmm. when they're by Joanne's house because they're easier to use them for using a needle and, you know, weaving them. I do make them. I have some at home.
What do you make with them?
I've made baskets with them. I learned how to make baskets, and I make I have pictures of them. I could show you some pictures in a bit after a while.
That would be great.
Yeah, and my son was really sick. So I decided I'm going to make some stuff and sell them in Anchorage. So I made small circular ones with different designs on them and put a ribbon here. And I sold them for Christmas tree decorations. And also they can hang them in their car or they can hang them on the wall. So I've made those, a lot of them. Currently I'm making right now at fish camp, and I'm learning how to use seal gut designs, and I'm learning how to make the butterfly. So I took a picture of them I could show you. Yes.
That would be great.
Yes. Those are wonderful. I love them. The only place we could get them was Platinum. Now they're here in Bethel, and they're good. They're useful. I get them, and people give me some because they know I make them. I was offered to do someone to teach them, but No, they haven't called me back, so I don't know if I'll do it or not. Okay. But that would be fun. Yes.
I would love to see those.
Yes.
Would be great.
Yes.
Thank you.
I
so
will
much.
Show you them.
So that's at least two of your
Yes, two of
plans.
Those, yes.
Do you recognize
those.
Any of those?
Excuse me. Buttercups are always here since I was a baby. Little
These are the
girl.
Creeping buttercups?
Yeah, I've seen those.
Okay.
Chamomile is always here in our fish
Can
camp. Plentiful.
Okay.
We eat these at the top. Daisies I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the ones that I know that have been here. Okay. These are very useful.
The pineapple? You call them chamomile.
Yeah, they're very useful. They use them in the steam house too.
Oh, really?
That part, yeah.
So Ruth is just showing how to... In the steam house,
they take some... The ones that... They also use stinkweed to go like this. Yeah, to wash. To hurt, where you hurt, you just swat your body in the heat.
Oh,
and
I understand.
It gets hotter.
It gets hotter. Where you hit yourself.
Yes, it's very hot. And it helps the bones, the legs. It really helps the body. Yeah, since I was a little girl, we used to eat the tops.
So those have been here a long time.
Yes, they've been here. I'm 72, and I was seeing these in fish camp when I was a little girl.
So
I used to eat them, yeah.
I know someone else mentioned that these sometimes get called squirrel tail. Is that not one you've seen, though?
I've seen them. They're here. There's some at the... Where the gas station is up, there's a lot of that.
Okay.
I've noticed them, yeah. I don't know how they got here, but they are here.
I also know we don't have any pictures of trees here, but I heard that Bethel didn't used to have any trees.
It was all tundra. I was here. We moved in 1960 to the village. There was only one straight road, first road. At the end of the first road, it would go all the way down to the slough. And there was, by Swanson's, the old school was there, log cabin. At the end of this first road, there was a landing strip. My dad had a plane, and he would land right there. And in the summer, he would land. Winter time, he would land on skis, on ponds and river. Yeah, and then he would land over here in the summertime.
So when did you start noticing the trees to come in?
They start coming when the roads were developed. Yeah, they start to grow. Up there, I used to just, on the road, I would just walk on those bushes and just go berry pick there. But now they're really tall, I can't walk across anymore. I have to go all the way around where there's no trees. Trees are, when the roads began to come, the trees began to get plentiful here. Everywhere you go, there's trees.
So
you know, they're not the biggest trees, but they are trees.
Are they kinds of plants that were here that were just smaller and got big, or are
no? They
plants?
They're the same plants as fish camp. Alder and I forgot the name. Willow, alder and willow.
There wasn't any willow.
No, there's always willow.
But around Bethel, there wasn't.
On the sides, there were. on the sides of the river, just a little bit, small ones. When I was a little girl, yeah. But they're really big right now. I mean, taller. And they've spread everywhere now here in Bethel. Here it was all tundra. All tundra everywhere. We would pick blueberries close by, blackberries close by. Now we have to go up further.
We went out to the yesterday. There were a lot of blueberries out there.
Wow.
Well, I think there were a lot, but you might not think there were a lot. I'm also curious, you know, other kinds of introduced plants, like people sometimes get seeds from, like they order seeds or they buy seeds at the store, and they have. Do people have gardens here very much? Do they grow anything?
Some do. My grandparents used to have turnips, and my mom would plant some too. But my son's mother-in-law, father-in-law, they always grow turnips and in their fish camp every year.
They grow them at fish camp?
Yeah. And they get big turnips. Yeah. I noticed Akichuk have transplanted, I mean, they get trees from downstates, these really little ones to grow, and they give them away. They gave me some, so I put them there by my house right now. I put them in planters because I don't want them to break right away.
Yeah.
I'm going to grow them this winter in my house.
Trees?
Yeah, they're this big right now.
Who gave them to you?
My son's girlfriend gave me some from Akichuk. She said they're downstate trees. So they're a few of them growing. I haven't taken a picture of them there by my house.
Are they just for
almost like Christmas tree ones, but they're different. I don't know the name, but they're from downstates.
Are they for just like for decoration? For like,
I want Christmas tree type ones by my new house if I ever get a new house. So I'm growing them ahead of time.
That's very smart. Getting the jump.
My niece Joanne Neck, she went to Platinum to pick blackberries. So she gathered the male tops of beach grass, took some, brought them home, and left them for 5 years. And then she saw them, and she, I think, put them where they could grow. And then since they weren't ready to grow, I guess she said she refrigerated them in the winter, and then when it was spring, she threw them out in the front of her yard. Now they're plentiful there. So that's how she got hers. Wow, I didn't know they could stay that long and still grow.
Yeah.
That dry ones.
Well, probably because she refrigerated them.
I think so.
Seed banks, that's what they do.
Wow. That's wonderful to know about that.
Yeah.
Yes, Koyana.
That's
good to know.
I'm
very interested. But I think these guys got them from the road. But I don't know who got the ones in the road first. I don't know. I know they came from down coast somewhere. Because they're from the coast, the beach grass. They don't grow here in Bethel. Yeah, they were transplanted.
I have another related question for you, because you're a language teacher. I'm hoping you can help me figure out, do any of the plants that aren't right from here, do any of them have local names or things that you call them?
Yeah.
Would you be willing to help me write them?
Beach grass.
The names?
Yes, beach grass.
Well, that'll be another one we'll add up here, because I'm
yeah.
Fiction. So we'll add
beach grass. I'll write it in Yupik.
Oh, yes, please.
You want it in singular, dual, or plural?
All of it.
Okay. One.
As you know how.
Yeah. One is Dabhnak with a Q.
Is that the singular?
Singular, yeah.
Okay.
The dual is Dabhnak. Two of them with a K. And three or more Dabhnat. Yes, beach grass. That's what it is. Singular, dual, and plural. Dabhnak, Dabhnak, Dabhnat. That's how it is. Yes. Yes.
When other plants come here, like the chamomile,
mm-hmm.
Do you know of anybody local? Does everybody just call it chamomile, or do they
We say atsakhot for that. Pretend berries.
Pretend berries?
Yeah.
Atsakhot,
yeah.
That's a good description.
Atsakhot, tea. Because they grow, it's not a singular, they grow in bunches, so it has to have a tea. Yeah, many of them, atsakhot. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's the name.
Pretend berries.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What about the dandelion?
I don't know the name yet of the dandelion. In Yupik, I don't know if they have it in the books. I'll find out.
That'd be very cool.
Mm-hmm.
You said also you've seen the daisy. Does that have another name?
I don't know the name of the daisy. I don't know some of these plants. Seem like I haven't seen them.
Well, some of them are from other villages upriver, so they're further away. How about the?
I don't know how they say buttercup in Yupik. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the plants that are here, I don't think a lot of them have been seen.
Mm-hmm.
Just a few.
Yeah, I only know, I know this one. I've seen these. Yeah. Even I've seen these in tundra. In any
daisies are in the tundra?
I've seen them from a long while.
How do you think they get there?
I don't know. Maybe they just grew there. Yeah. But not in this area. Somewhere else. I don't remember exactly where. Maybe fish camp, or I don't remember where.
Can you say where the location of fish camp is?
Oh, it's below below Bethel. Ours is below Bethel. It's Kalkuiham Bainga, Oscarville Slough. This end of Oscarville. Oscarville is at the end, and we're at this end. That's why we say Kuiham Bainga. Oscarville is Kuihayagak, and our fish camp squee kampainga in your pick.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
How about any of the trees we've talked about?
Oh, in Bethel, there were no trees here. Just tundra, all tundra.
Does the willow have a Yupik name?
Yeah.
I know it was here, but now it's different. It's spread, you said. I
need my book. I don't want to say it wrong.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't want to say it wrong.
Do you know how because to spell it?
I will know how if I say it. Yeah. People call me to spell for them or text me. How do you spell this? How do they say it? In our language, there's no he or she. No he, she. So we get mixed up with, when we're speaking English, we say sometimes, even it's a he, we say she. My older people do. Because we don't have a he or she. We say a person. Yeah, that's how it is. There's rules in you have to use, because there's stops, because it stops. You know, your breathing stops. They're called stops. Those are stops. And then there's fricatives, GLRVS, because there's a airflow, and then they're single fricatives and double fricatives. And it depends on if it's by a stop. People write them different because they don't know the rule. There's a rule to it. And then there's also our vowels. We just have four. Ah, eh, I, u. Yeah, A, E, I, U. No.
No O?
No O. We have no O.
Minnesota.
We don't have a O.
I really appreciate getting to talk about this with you. Before we stop the recording, I just want to give you a chance if there's anything else you wanted to talk about or include. We covered a lot.
Those are the main ones that I think of. There might be more that I don't know.
Well, that was pretty good. You knew some origin stories.
Oh, that's good. Thank you.
Well, Ruth, thank you so much for your interview today.
You're welcome.